Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter, May 12th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where John writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, where are you going? Because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.'" There is a particular kind of silence that settles in a room when someone you love tells you that they are leaving. It's not the silence of peace. It's the silence of hearts trying to hold together what feels like it is already breaking apart. In today's gospel, we are standing in that silence. Jesus speaks to his disciples with words that must have sounded unbearable. "Now I am going to the one who sent me. Grief has filled your hearts." They do not ask where he is going, not because they do not care, but because they are overwhelmed. Sometimes sorrow closes the mouth. Sometimes grief is too full for questions. And yet, into that heavy moment, Jesus says something astonishing. "It is better for you that I go." Better? There are words in the gospel that challenge us, and when there are words that seem almost impossible to accept, this is one of them. There was once a small parish where an elderly woman named Margaret came faithfully every morning to pray. She always sat in the same pew near the statue of Our Lady. Her hands folded, her eyes closed, as though she were speaking to someone very near. One day the young pastor noticed she had stopped coming. After several days he went to visit her. He found her sitting quietly in her living room, her Bible open, but untouched. "Margaret," he asked gently, "we've missed you at Mass. Are you feeling okay?" She smiled faintly and said, "Father, I'm just tired. I've lost so many people. My husband, my sister, my closest friends. It feels like every time I love someone, they are taken away. Even Jesus, sometimes he feels very far away too." The priest sat with her in silence for a moment. Then he said, "Do you remember what Jesus said to his disciples before he left them?" She shook her head. "He told them it was better for them that he go, because he would send the Holy Spirit, the Advocate." Margaret looked puzzled. Better? How could losing him be better? The priest leaned forward slightly and said, "Because as long as Jesus was beside them, he was only beside them. But through the Spirit he would be within them, not just near, but dwelling in their very hearts." Margaret's eyes filled with tears. Now of sorrow, not of sorrow this time, but of recognition. So she whispered, He never really left. The priest smiled. No, he changed the way he stayed. This is the mystery Jesus reveals in today's gospel. The disciples think they are losing him. In reality, they are about to receive him more deeply than they ever imagined. As long as Jesus walked beside them, they could see him, hear him, touch him. But his presence was still external, limited by time and space. But through the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, everything changes. God is no longer just with them. God is within them. This is not a replacement. It is a transformation. What feels like loss becomes a deeper presence. What feels like absence becomes intimacy. We know something of this mystery in our own lives. There are moments when God seems close, when prayer feels alive, when faith is clear, when love is tangible. And there are moments when he seems to withdraw, when prayer feels empty, when we are left with questions, when grief fills our hearts. In those moments, we might quietly think, Lord, why does it feel like you are gone? But today's gospel invites us to consider another possibility. What if he has not gone at all? What if he is drawing closer, but in a different way? What if the silence is not absence, but a deeper indwelling we have not yet learned to recognize? Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Advocate, the one who stands with us, speaks for us, strengthens us, reminds us of truth. The Spirit is not dramatic most of the time. The Spirit is often quiet, a nudge towards patience when we want to react, a gentle conviction when we stray, a surprising peace in the middle of anxiety, a wordless assurance you are not alone. This is how Jesus remains, not always in visible ways, but in intimate, interior presence. Perhaps today, instead of asking, Lord, where are you? We might ask, Lord, where are you within me? Sit with that. Breathe. Listen. The Advocate is not far off. The Spirit has already been sent. The very grief, longing, or emptiness we feel may be the doorway through which we begin to notice him more deeply. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, Advocate and gentle companion, you who dwell within us even when we do not feel you, open the eyes of our hearts. In moments of loss, teach us to trust your hidden presence. In times of silence, help us to hear your quiet voice. When grief fills our hearts, remind us that nothing given in love is ever truly taken away. Lord Jesus, you did not leave us orphans. You remain closer than our own breath, deeper than our own thoughts, and alive within us through your Holy Spirit. Teach us to recognize you within our hearts. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, where we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.